Peggy and Paul in Love on the Line. Again.
Hello.
Hello there. Is Master Paul Jones around?
This is Paul Jones.
Well, I do declare to goodness. I just know you can never, never guess who this is that's calling you.
Yes, I can. It's Peggy Smith.
How'd you come to guess it was poor little me?
Well, you got such a nice way of talking.
Oh, Master Jones.
Oh. Just call me Paul.
Well, I don't know whether I should or not. My Aunt Priscilla's a-sitting in the next room, and she watches over me very careful-like.
Gee.
In fact, I've been arguing with Aunt Priscilla for 2 whole hours, seeking her permission to phone you my undying gratitude for your noble and heroic action of this afternoon.
Oh, that wasn't nothing.
It wasn't nothing?
No.
Why, Master Paul, your bravery is exceeded only by your modesty.
I don't reckon I did any more than any other young gentleman would have done.
But young gentlemen are so scarce up here in the North.
Oh, I don't know as I'd say that. There's lots of nice people here.
I told my Aunt Prissy how you rose up and struck down that dreadful bully that was mocking my way of talking.
Well, I didn't think it was very nice of Butch to go around making fun of you, with you just moving to town and everything.
That boy is just a no-camp bully. Aunt Priscilla says his grandfathers on both sides of his family must have marched with that rascal Sherman from Atlanta to the sea.
Well, I wouldn't know about that.
That man Sherman gave a black eye to all the North. Oh, by the way, Master Jones, how's your eye?
Well, it's just about swollen shut now. But you ought to see Butch. He's got 2 black eyes.
Oh, good for you. Oh, say, Aunt Priscilla says a piece of raw beefsteak will just do wonders to relieve black eyes.
Yeah, I know, and I just got to get the swelling down before the game tonight. Coach is going to be awful sore when he sees me and Butch.
Then you hurry and put a piece of steak on your eye. Hear me now.
Well, I already looked in the icebox, and we haven't got any steak. Do you suppose a pork chop will do?
I never heard tell of anyone using a pork chop for anything but eating purposes. But you could try.
Gosh, I hope it works. We gotta win that game tonight.
With you playing, Master Paul, even with only one eye, how could we lose?
Oh. will I see you at the game, Peggy?
I expect so. Hurry up now and put that pork chop on your eye. Bye, Paul.
Bye, Peggy. Gosh, ain't she wonderful?